We're starting a new book here, so we'll get started. I just have an introduction to it, so we'll deal with this. All right, so we're going to start with the book of Jeremiah, and I have a handout for you. By the way, along those lines, when a area church or another church, whether it's in the area or not, takes on a member of our church, or really any biblical church, takes them into membership without checking with the pastor and so on, that's terrible. That's a weak pastor, that's a weak church, and we're not going to do that. All right, so, Book of Jeremiah. Now, in all this, a lot of background material here and so on. So, once again, this first paragraph. This first paragraph ought to be a paragraph where in your mind you understand the general statements I'm talking about in this paragraph. So you can give a mental understanding of the Bible all the way back from Adam through Noah to Abraham. All right, so here... In the introduction, the good Lord called Abraham into the promised land. So here he came out of Mesopotamia and he comes into the promised land. This is in Genesis chapter 11 and 12. And eventually delivered his chosen descendants from Egypt into the blessed piece of real estate to worship Jehovah in the city of Jerusalem or Mount Zion. So we're compressing centuries together, all the way from Abraham down here to David, for that matter. So this is a broad, sweeping statement here. He set up the sons of Jacob, Israelites, his chosen nation, the Shemites. So the Shemites, remember, Noah had three sons, Shem, Japheth, and Ham. So his chosen nation, Shemites, to be a light to the world. So he wanted the Shemites to be a light to the world. By the way, keep in mind the name Shem. I think I mentioned this Sunday, but the name Shem is the Hebrew word for name. So the Shemites were to carry the name of Jehovah. All right, so Shemites are the Jews. To be a light in the world, including the Japhethites. That would be the Caucasians, you might say. And then the Hamites. So we Japhethites and Hamites were Gentiles and were different from the Shemites. So the Shemites hated us. We hated them. Really. That's who we are. So then you get caught in any worldly discussions over it don't relate to the Bible. This is the Bible truth. But the multitude of blessings, what could go wrong? So he's chosen the people. Put them in a special piece of real estate, gave them the greatest city in the whole world. He would protect them from their enemies. He gave them laws by which to live. I mean, can't get any better than that here on earth for the race of Adam. And so what could go wrong? Well, they still had an old nature. So the Lord knew the potential of these sons of Adam and issued warnings. Therefore, Jehovah warned the special people that if they did not observe his commandments, that means his rules, his laws, if they disobeyed, judgment would come. Disobedience brings judgment. Oh, that's so simple to think through, right? But it's so hard to follow through in practice. He would fulfill his severe judgment on them. Saying, this is back there in Deuteronomy 28, this is before they ever got into the promised land. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as an eagle flieth. So that's terminology, swift eagle and Lamentation and other places. A nation whose tongues thou shalt not understand. And that's significant because the Hebrew language was the original language, it was the language of the world till the Tower of Babel. And so here the Jews have this special heavenly language, but now they're going to be put in a different country where they're hearing a confounded Hebrew. That's a judgment in and of itself. A nation of fierce countenance, we shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. That's Deuteronomy 28:49-50. After about 900 years of rebellion. Now, is that mercy and grace? 900 years of rebellion. Talk about a gracious God. He's a good God. He's a gracious God. And multiple individuals. We got Moses, we got Joshua, we got the judges, we got the prophets, we got the godly kings, David and Solomon for the most part, and some good godly kings and so on. So we have, after about 900 years of rebellion against Jehovah and his ordained prophets, the Lord fulfilled his threat to the evil and stubborn nation. So this is where we are in time. We're talking about the book of Jeremiah. And so the Lord wants to use Jeremiah to straighten this out. So the backdrop of this, the Lord gave godly leaders, including Moses, Joshua, and Judges, the kings, including David and Solomon, and King Josiah, and the prophets to guide the chosen nation in righteousness and rebuke her for her wickedness. The nation divided into the northern kingdom with terrible kingdom, the kings, and the southern kingdom with some godly kings. Judgment came to the northern kingdom, Israel, in 722 by the Assyrians. And now judgment came to the southern kingdom, 586, by the Babylonians. Under the last godly king, Josiah, and the righteous prophets such as Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and Jeremiah. These were some of the Lord's mighty men. Godly King Josiah tried to bring about reform. He had surrounded with him before and after during his ministry. Nahum talked about the fall of Assyria. Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Jeremiah. I mean, this is the cream of the crop. He sent in his best to try to curb their wickedness. The Lord attempted to thwart the rebellion of the Jews. Reluctant Jeremiah arose to the occasion, suffered, and survived the utter destruction. So that's we come down to Jeremiah. This is where we are and who we are dealing with. Reluctant. He didn't want to get involved in this. Are you kidding me? This impossible scenario. Me do this? I'm not going to do this. Rose to the occasion. He had to be encouraged a little bit by the Lord. He suffered. He knew what he was going into. And survived. It's one thing to suffer. It's another thing to suffer and survive. But he did. The Lord blessed him and honored him in spite of this terrible hard work. All right, now there's a few verses we'll look at in this section here. So the prophet Jeremiah... His name, Jeremiah, so you see the IA ending on this, Jehovah, abbreviation for Jehovah. The first part of this, his name means, whom Jehovah has appointed. Oh, what a name. Wait a minute. My name means, whom Jehovah has appointed. That sounds like maybe he's appointed me. Do I want that name? He didn't have a choice. So in the Old Testament, it shows up 147 times, and the New Testament shows up as Jeremiah once and Jeremy twice. He's known as the weeping prophet, the reluctant prophet, the lonely prophet. Notice his loneliness here. If you look there in Jeremiah chapter 16, here's Jeremiah, and the Lord tells him in 16:2. This young man, Jeremiah, thou shalt not take thee a wife, neither shalt thou have sons or daughters in this place. So you're going to be a bachelor. That's good for you. You're going to be a bachelor, which is unusual because the Bible teaches that the Lord's expectation was for Adam and Eve and all their descendants to be fruitful and multiply. But anyway... not going to have a wife, sons or daughters. And of course, that was probably twofold. Number one, where would he find a good wife in Jerusalem at his time? They'd probably be all apostates. And secondly, if he did find one, she'd probably be killed. And so the Lord spared him all that. All right. But anyway, so you think of this. He's the one that the Lord has appointed to have a broken heart and weeping, to be lonely, and to see very little results. Boy, what a calling. Now, I want a better offer. I'm not interested in signing up. He didn't have an opportunity to sign up, did he? And neither do we, by the way. Anybody say you'd have a soft, easy life as a Christian? You got those verses? Still looking for them. All right. So, he was the son of a priest, Hilkiah, and born in the Benjamite city of Anathoth, which is just about 5 miles away from Jerusalem. At about 20 years of age, the Lord called him for service. So here he's son of a priest here. Let's notice there in Ezra chapter 3, for instance. So, look here in Ezra. So we've got 2 Samuel, Kings, Chronicles, Ezra. All right, getting close. Ezra. And here we are. Chapter 3 and verse 8. Ezra chapter 3, verse 8. Lengthy verse here. But it talks about the Jews as they're coming back. And they appointed, this tail end of verse 8, and they appointed the Levites from 20 years old and upward to set forward the work of the house of the Lord. So this seemed to be the common age for a Levite, a young man to become a Levite and serve, 20 years of age. So he's about 20 years old. Son of a Levite, son of a priest. And so here, young 20-year-old man, and the Lord calls him for service. His time of ministry was at least 40 years. If you look from the time of the reform under Josiah to at least a year after 586, and he helped King Josiah with reform and repentance. So he preached the message of repentance there in Jeremiah 7:3, and then chapter 26 is a repeat of that chapter. Reform of Josiah was rejected. So you see a lengthy study there. Let's look there quickly. I went over this before in Sunday school, but in 2 Chronicles chapter 34, right there towards the end of the book. And we find Josiah here. So Josiah was a young man. He's the king. 8 years old, began to reign. He reigned 31 years. And then in his eighth year, so now he's 16, he seeks after the Lord. He gets saved, presumably. And 4 years later, he starts to purge Jerusalem. So now he's 20 years old. He's a 20-year-old king, and he said, I'm going to put down reform in this country. About the same age, although younger, younger obviously, than Jeremiah. So here you have two 20-year-olds trying to do something for the Lord. See, what can 20-year-old do? Well, they can do a lot. They've turned their heart in the right direction, and they can do a lot for the Lord. And Lord willing, they may have a lengthy life to be able to serve the Lord. What do you think about that? Anyway, then when he's 26, that's in verse 8, he continued to purge the house of the Lord. And so here he was doing great things for the Lord, serious about all this reform and so on, but it was all rejected. It was all rejected here. And so we see... let's see. Where are we on this? We'll get to that. So Judah backslid. And Zephaniah. Let's look there in Zephaniah So here, Zephaniah is dealing with the Jews. And here he's overlapping. But notice what he says here in Zephaniah 1:8. So we covered this Sunday school several months back, but Zephaniah 1:8 said, "And it shall come to pass in the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with strange apparel." So these would be the children or the sons of Josiah who went back and started wearing the pagan clothing once again after the reform. So here we see the reforms came and they went. And then the sons were terrible sons, terrible kings for that matter. All right, so anyway, in the meantime, Nineveh fell, 613. Josiah died, 619. Jehoiakim reigned as an Egyptian vassal. So he was bought out, 609-598. The Battle of Carchemish occurred as Nebuchadnezzar took over the reins from his father in 605. This is when he deported Daniel, 605. And other youths from Jerusalem. While capturing Jerusalem, putting Zedekiah in kingship. So Nebuchadnezzar put him in kingship, but wanted him to obey him. And Zedekiah turned on Nebuchadnezzar, didn't want to pay him. And so Nebuchadnezzar said, "We're just coming in and destroying everything. They're not messing with me." And so put him in kingship, then deported Ezekiel, 597. And finally, sacking and destroying Jerusalem and the temple, 586. After this, Nebuchadnezzar appointed Gedaliah as the governor. And he was quickly killed. And Jeremiah was freed. And then the Jews took him to Egypt. So what an ongoing catastrophe. What a life of Jeremiah. Think of that. What a life. But he's in the Bible. He's in the Word of God. His name will be forever in the Word of God. Think of that. And his faithfulness to the Lord forever and ever. So notice Jeremiah's last words historically, not in the book, but in the chronology of the book. Notice what Jeremiah has to say here. Jeremiah chapter 44. And he's been taken into Egypt with those that wanted to run to Egypt. And he says there in 44, Jeremiah 44, 28, "Yet a small remnant that escaped the sword shall return out of the land of Egypt into the land of Judah, and all the remnant of Judah that are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there shall know whose words shall stand, mine or theirs." Mine being Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, or theirs. And they came under severe judgment there in Egypt. So whose words are going to stand? Well, Jeremiah's words stand. We still have them. That's why we're reading them right now. His words stand. So we can look at relevant passages. Next time we'll look at relevant passages like Jeremiah 1:1. How's that? And Ezekiel 1:1. That talks about Ezekiel being taken away. Daniel 1:1, he was taken away. 2 Kings chapter 21 through 24, this is the fall of Jerusalem. And Lamentation, we just finished Lamentations. You can read Lamentation 1 through the whole book once again. All five chapters. And you see how the Lord had prepared Jeremiah to write Lamentations, right? All right, so and likewise, Jeremiah probably wrote 1 and 2 Kings. I mean, who better would write about the kings? Because 2 Kings comes right down here to the tail end of the fall of Jerusalem. So Jesus, in the New Testament, was thought to be the resurrected Jeremiah. There in Matthew 16, 14. So let's look at that passage. We'll conclude with these. But notice here in chapter 16, Matthew 16, the Lord asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" 16:14. They said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." So he's right up there in the ranking. Think of that. And then he's cited twice in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2, he's cited here. Something he said in chapter 31 of Jeremiah, but in 2:17, Matthew 2:17, then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, so this is a citation coming from Jeremiah 31. And then another passage says in Matthew 27, verse 9, talks about the field of blood. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying. Now, the interesting thing is, we can't find that in the book of Jeremiah. But we do find it in the book of Zechariah. Oh, an error. No, it's not an error. What's this say? Then was fulfilled that which was spoken. He didn't say, it's not said he wrote it. He spoke it. So no wonder we're not going to find it written in Jeremiah, because he didn't write it. He spoke it. You know, when you're reading the Bible, make sure you read words. I mean, this is important. All right, so Jeremiah suffered heartbreak, betrayal, imprisonment, famine, loss, but served Jehovah faithfully. So here we see a giant in the Old Testament. But he was a mere man. He's the one who complained to the Lord. He's the one who didn't want to do this. He was weak when he's privately with the Lord. He was strong when he's publicly with man. He's a mere man, but the Lord used him. He's faithful. And so hopefully this will help us to see, you know, wherever I am in life, whatever my general calling is, I know my special calling in life is to serve the Lord faithfully in my assembly. And there will be challenges. There will be difficulties. Satan will try to get me here, and he'll try to get me there and hurt me and everything else, but I need to be faithful to the Lord. And the Lord honored him, by the way. He honored him. And we want to honor the Lord so that when we meet the Lord, we'll have some rewards as we serve him throughout eternity. Our Father, we pray that you bless us now. Thank you for the time we've had to open the Word of God and hear from thee. We pray that the words that we've spoken here, the words of Scripture, they'll be serious in our hearts as we consider the will of God for us, our church. We pray that you'll bless us and bless in the prayer request now we ask for. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.